Can I mute myself?
Mute.
Oh, wait a second.
I think we should do the whole pod like this.
You know, but, you know,
it's like a live show at Woodstock.
Rubber boots, rubber boots. 1, 2, 3, everybody get set. 4, 5, 6, are we having any fun yet? Here comes Jimmy with the Rubber Boots Pod, presented by BedTape.net. It's 100% free. No gimmicks, no strings, it's free. We'll talk about life and a little sport. Now you know we're gonna play some games. But if nothing else, you know you're gonna have a laugh. You're gonna have a laugh. We're gonna have a laugh. This is the podcast.
Rubber boots.
That's safe,
Dad. This is the podcast.
Rubber boots.
This is the podcast.
How about Malta?
Who knew?
Ruined my life.
You both of you footy experts disregarded Malta last week, and I'm telling you,
so, Mattia, sorry. Who are the two footy experts?
Yeah,
Stoff and Puffy.
I took Malta.
No, but you still disregarded Malta. Even the bet was a condemnation of Malta's soccer past when you looped them in with Turks and Caicos.
Well, to be fair, if we're taking their past into consideration, then it's fair.
Yeah, they have a terrible sporting nation.
They had the first half of their lives.
You are insulting our sponsor.
Yeah, Puffy, well, you're off the podcast.
No, that's
Mattia. Mattia.
BetSafe.net.
We love BetSafe.net. And we love Malta. And Malta has a great history.
Greetings from the local councils of Malta. We make up 68 municipalities. We will show you.
I'm going to look.
They're like sailing. Google. I think they're good at sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably handball.
I think Christopher Cross is from Malta.
Is he?
That's why he wrote that song.
That is such a, that's amazing. Such an 80s joke. I love that.
It landed.
Kids under 40. Christopher Cross wrote a song called Sailing. By the way, Christopher Cross, if any of you you Gen Xers or you millennials or you want to do a fun search, just search like Christopher Cross videos and watch them and know that he was at the top of the charts in like the 70s, 80s?
80s, he'd be 80s.
The 80s. Yeah. You know, and among musicians though, it's not sailing. For us, it's Ride Like the Wind.
Ride Like the Wind.
I don't
to be free again. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because I such a long way to go.
Such a long way to go.
Make it to the border of Mexico. You don't know that song, Buffy?
No. Not at all.
Where were you, man?
Listening to cool music?
Yeah.
Christopher Cross wasn't exactly.
And I got such a long way to go. Such a long way to go.
All right.
Like a McDonald, baby.
That guy has a good voice.
Anyway, Christopher Cross was kind of a I don't know what you call it. I don't want to.
Contemporary?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about his look, right? Oh, it was just, he was just looked like the guy, looked like your neighbor, basically. Yeah. You know, a little bit of a pudgy, kind of average looking guy, and he was like the pop sensation of the time. I have searched the top sports in Malta, traditional and most. Malta is undoubtedly a sports loving nation, Puffy.
Hold on.
Tell them.
Sports loving. They're hold fans. On. They're not hold participants. On.
Maltese people have enjoyed sports for several years.
That's more than two.
That's what it says. In fact, centuries. It was influenced by British rule in the 19th and 20th century. Top sports in Malta. Number one, football. That would be soccer.
Yes.
The number one Canadian sport. Number two, bocce.
Ooh,
who knew?
That's European curling.
Yeah.
I bet you the Malta could kick Canada's ass in bocce, don't you think?
Yes, I think they would. They would.
Do you think if any of the four of us train, if we train, we could get on the national bocce team?
No problem.
In Canada?
I don't know.
No. Those old men
down in Woodbridge, they mean business.
Yeah.
I
remember like thinking like there's some sports you think, if we did this for like 5 minutes, we'd be good. No, there's always someone out there that's actually good at it.
Well, here's the thing. So one of my Brooksy's friends, also my friend, her name is Tanya, and she is an Aurora hockey mom. I met her through her son played on the same team as Jared. Okay, so maybe I'm going to guess mid-40s, right? So her son got into archery.
Okay.
Okay. Her brother went to the Olympics, and she loves the Olympics. So I think it was her goal to have a child go to the Olympics. Her daughter swam with my daughters, but swimmers, they all burn out. Her son takes up archery, got pretty good at it, but then got into university and, you know, life went girls, a different way.
Probably girls.
But somewhere along the way, 4 or 5 years ago, she's like, well, I might as well do this archery thing. Okay. She just missed by a point the Olympic qualifier like last week in Argentina or something.
Wow.
And she came second. One girl goes. Now they have one more qualifier where the team can get in. So she's this close to Tokyo. So she just picked this. And no offense to archers. I'm sure she's great, but she just picked this thing up like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm.
But she said, you said her brother was an Olympic athlete, right?
Yeah.
So she probably has some good archery.
I think he was probably an archer as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't make that specific.
I think he was an archer now that I think of it. I didn't know.
Okay.
It's not like he was a marathon.
He was an Olympian. Could have been anything.
It's no shock that Brady and Matthew Tkachuk are also in the NHL.
Right.
Good point.
So also clay pigeon and skeet shooting are also big in Malta, as is water polo, regatta. I didn't know it was called.
Sailing.
Regatta is not a sport.
No, it's
looks like they're talking about rowing. Talking about rowing, it looks like. The picture they have decided is rowing. Anyway, here's the thing. A, don't ever disrespect Matia and Malta, the home of BetSafe.net, ever again, Puffy. Two, if we go to Malta on our... to the villa in Malta.
Yeah.
That Matia no doubt is booking for us right now. Or building. Prepping. We will take on the Maltese national bocce team, the four of us.
We should.
Is bocce a four-man game?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Sure, it can be.
Make it four-man. I'm sure they'll make an exception for such esteemed colleagues as us.
And I think you always have to have a drink in your hand as well. Yeah.
To play bocce, that's part of the rules.
Then we'll follow up with a game of tug of war.
Ooh.
That's you're going somewhere else, brother. But anyway.
you would have a ringer.
What kind of team sports are you into?
They wouldn't know what hit them.
Just did. The IOC has announced it's an official sport for Tokyo.
Imagine we get into Puffy's backstory in one episode, and he was like the tug of war king of whatever public school, and that led to all his where he is now.
I think where he is now would have led to the success in the tug of war.
Puffy, are you playing tug of war again up there? Yes, Mom. But all your friends went home.
Don't come in.
It used to be an Olympic sport, by the way.
Tug of war?
More you know. Yeah.
They should bring that back. That would be an unbelievable, like, prime time event. Like, tug of war would be.
If you have breakdancing, you might as well have tug of war.
I think breakdancing
is coming back.
Breakdancing is in the Olympics. My buddy Dave Shaw might get in there. He was the breakdancing king.
I'm
going to
get in on graffiti.
Graffiti's an Olympic sport.
It will be when I'm done with it.
I have to say, Stoff, that your green screen background today is looks like a vault, and it's the best one ever because it actually looks like you are in a vault. Like your background, fake, looks more real than the three of our backgrounds.
Yeah. Imagine it was real, though, and he was being held hostage. Well,
that's something fun to think about.
Yes.
I'm surprised you don't recognize this vault, Jimmy, because this used to be where we used to store our gold bars for the Gold Bar League.
Oh, yes.
But thanks to you and Puffy, it's now been ransacked by a handful of our listeners. We can get to that later on in the GBL segment.
Yeah, it's been we have some issues, but I have answers for that as the commissioner of the GBL, self-proclaimed.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, I will take care of all that for you.
Self-appointed.
Malta tied Slovakia 2-2. Yeah. That's what we were getting at in case we buried the lead on this.
They were leading 2-0, by the way.
If they held on and won, that would have been the greatest sporting achievement in the history of the country.
Well, at least of this
tie podcast. Us in Bocce after.
The Turks lost 5-0. Is that right?
7-0. Turks lost 7-0 to Nicaragua. So when I ever get back to the island, I'm going to have to. Jimmy, of course, played on the Eastern Ontario Select. So let's say he's going to do a little guest training for the Turks team. A couple of updates, guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have the contact lens.
Today.
So this is my practice for whether I get the pirate next week. This is actually a glass eye. They inserted a glass eye just to see if you guys would notice. My other eye is frozen. My other eye is in the freezer.
This is the first time you've worn contacts? Yes.
Yeah, I told you, I think I talked in a previous year how I would get Dr. Louie, my neighbor, and my optometrist, not an ophthalmologist, to put a contact in my eye once a year for the Hockey Hall of Fame celebration ceremony so I could read the prompter, because I don't use prompter the rest of the year. And I can't see it anymore. So Dr. Louie went up to her office today, and she put in the contact again, because now I'm going to wear the contact for 2 or 3 days. This is a simulation of what the mono surgery would be for me. So this is a one eye adjusted for distance. The other eye is only for reading. Will the brain adapt?
Have you figured, has it been a challenge so far?
It's been a challenge. Like driving, I was like, ooh, what's going on?
That's great.
Yeah. Perfect. That's what.
Then I was looking at my phone trying to arrange the Zoom call, and I was like,
oh, man.
While driving.
And I was playing tug of war while I was driving, and that didn't work. So
luckily, Buddha took the wheel.
That would not be good. If any of my three dogs were to drive, Buddha would not be the one we want to drive.
Now, Jimmy, can you take that contact out at night, or do you sleep with it in?
Well, here's the thing. I can't. I'm going to have to try to get it out. Dr. Louie is kind enough to have volunteered to come down to my house and take it out, because I get...
Oh, nice.
She's such a nice lady. But I hope to get it out by myself and then put a fresh new one in. She gave me some new ones to try it for tomorrow. Here's what I'm worried about, guys. I'm worried. I was doing some online research, and some people are saying that mono is not the best for golf because you lose some depth perception. And seeing, so very good for driving, very good for the rest of life, not so good for golf. So therefore, in my rationale, why the hell would I do it?
What, James, you have to ask yourself, what would Bobby Clark do?
Bobby Clark would go pirate. We know that.
Yeah, he would go full pirate and start training some birdies. So you know what you got to do.
So I think it's good. Like, I can see more from away, like a little bit. Like if you were holding up a sign 10 yards from me, I think the trees look a little more vibrant today on. Oh, I can't say where I live, because people would come. People will come, Ray. People will come.
I don't know where you live. Hey, Mike, here's my question to you. And now, as far as this is concerned, this procedure, even with the contact, would your eyes eventually adjust?
I don't know. They nobody gives me straight answers on that. She said this is kind of the way it's going to be. So I think the problem is the left eye is dominant. And so my right eye has to become dominant to read. So my right eye has to figure out that it's the dominant reading eye, so I can see my phone again. And until then, it's you know what? I'm starting to get a little leery. Maybe I just get some fancy sunglasses.
That'll solve it.
Well, to me, if you can figure out, like, here's my personal opinion on this. If it was me, I would either get the glasses or get the contact. Just find a way, get used to the contact, and do it. I don't like the idea of
messing with my eyes.
I just don't. My brain? I just don't. Yeah.
So why don't you want glasses, Jimmy? Just for the look of it, or
just because I'm lazy?
Okay. Well, that's a lot of work.
I don't want to wear glasses all the time. And I guess there's probably TV, and maybe I don't think I look good in glasses.
Look how smart Puffy looks now.
These are my readers.
Puffy looks incredibly intelligent.
Wow.
Say something, Puffy.
Give me some financial advice.
MC squared.
Really? You do?
Right now.
You do look so. What? Who does he look like? He looks smarter.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Huh? Mm.
No.
Wasn't Brad Pitt. Zac
Efron.
I think it's Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.
A little bit, yeah.
Jesus, James.
Well, that's a pretty killer. Significant reference there. Wow.
Just saying. Oh, maybe David Duval, Golf Channel and former number one golfer in the world. Mm. A little bit going on there.
I'll tell you who he looks like.
What?
Sorry. Here it is. Okay, put him on again, Puff.
This is great for our listeners.
You guys not see Sean Penn here? Seriously.
Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah. Sean Penn.
Young
yeah.
Sean Penn, though.
Yeah.
Desperately seeking Susan.
Sean Penn. Shanghai Surprise.
Shanghai Surprise. Fast
Especially
times.
If you grew out the Fast mustache. Times. Yeah.
Hey, Stoff, back to your vault. Sorry, we're doing a lot of visual things today. Apologies to everyone listening to us.
Hey, you
got to
subscribe on YouTube.
Phone.
Like all the videos.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Subscribe on YouTube. We have a live airing of the podcast 6 o'clock every Thursday and a fun little group chat that goes along with that. Of course, Stoff puts out some fantastic videos on the Instagram and the Twitter as well. So follow along on the Rubber Boots and of course at betsafe.net. Do you know where that vault is from or did you just generically search vault background? Because it looks like it could be the vault from A, Inside Man. Very good movie.
Great movie.
And you would like you could be the guy. You could be who's the guy in the vault? Clive Owen.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Slept in the vault.
Very good movie. Slept in the vault for a few days. They never talk about him going to the bathroom in the vault. Wouldn't have gotten stinky.
I mean,
in there,
he probably had a bucket.
He did an enema before he went in.
Also, the vault from. A vault from Oceans, one of the Oceans movies?
Ocean 13.
12?
14. 13? Definitely not the 11.
Not the 11.
The 11 was bigger.
11.
11,
no,
was,
11 was the big one where he hopped out of the thing, did the somersault.
The one where they went down into the vault and they had to get through all the stuff. Is that 13 or 12?
That was Mission Impossible.
Where are we doing? Okay, let's get
so to answer your question, Jimmy, this could be from any of the vault movies or it could just be a vault that looks like them.
Okay, I could use a vault.
That's another waste of 5 minutes. If I start buying my physical silver and gold, I might buy a vault. My stocks are all tanking today, Puffy. I'm in big trouble.
Seriously, Jimmy?
Stocks are taking.
I'm gonna be hosting till I'm 95.
NFTs, buddy. That's how we're gonna get the money back.
Yeah, sell we better. We better start selling these.
For farmland.
All your little videos. We just sell all those. We have a headless bunny serial killer update, courtesy of Stoff. Stoff was apparently listening to was it the Overdrive program?
Yes. Religiously, 4 to 7 o'clock.
And Darren Drager was on and told the following story.
Boys, I'm walking the Great Dane like a week ago in the adjacent forest here, which is right next to one of the finest golf courses that Jeff O'Neill has ever played, Winchester. Brian Ames, you played that course. We loved every second of it. I found a headless rabbit as I was walking tiny the Great Dane.
So.
Aha. I believe we have a serial killer.
Right.
Was Jared on the date?
Someone made their way over to Brooklyn, Ontario.
Yeah, he was in college at Guelph.
Or the water guy. Does Dregs get the same water allegedly from the mountains of West Virginia, really from Barrie, that I do?
You should go to Dreger's house. Taste the water and see if it tastes like berry.
You should.
Wow.
If it tastes like berry.
You don't want to say anything before because you don't want to tip them off in case you're wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He said tastes like berry.
Oh, you can taste berry right away.
Is that like tastes like chicken?
Sounds like your town has a rivalry with berry.
Bradford? Oh, yeah.
Bradford.
Big time.
Versus berry.
We're
this
the
tastes
bees.
Like dairy.
And this fills on our side too.
I'm telling you though, stop. Every time I turn around, something bad is happening in Bradford, man. What's going on?
Buddy, I've been home all day. I don't know what to tell you.
But has Jared been home?
See how quiet he got, guys? Got pretty quiet.
Yeah. No, we do have a lot of craziness here. Lester sent me a video the other week that happened in Barrie, but apparently it was a Bradford driver driving a pickup truck, flipped it into something.
Going 100 miles an hour.
We had that happen just a street over from my house. Someone stole a car, flipped it, and took off on foot. And then they shut down the whole neighborhood with cops. Never found the guy.
You know what you need to have happen is somebody steal your car and wreck it so you can get a new one.
I don't think it would move off the driveway at this point. That's the problem.
Wow.
Let's do show and tell. Everybody's new favorite segment. Do you have a theme song for that, Lester?
Well, I do. Well,
we did use a theme song, yeah. Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Someone didn't listen to the episode.
Seems like someone didn't.
Show and tell. Just a game I play when I want to say I love you.
Sorry about that. Where do I start?
If you tuned in on Thursdays at 6 p.m. on YouTube, you would have known about that.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I'm on my phone today, and we had some issues with my iPad. Puffy, this is to get you excited. In the mail.
It's a long stick.
The other day.
Lord, is he excited?
That's how I get excited.
Yeah, that's right. Stop.
Let's see. Let's take the cover off. You'll be able to see.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, you know, I feel a little bit of shame. Now and I've already used it for two rounds.
Looks like it's on.
No, it's not. It's just the way you're looking at it. So I kind of blew it. I think I blew it because Nick sent me this fancy box.
Ooh.
And I got really excited. The driver came in two boxes, and this is the way, you know, the unboxing segments we've had, and you know, Morsi goes on and wants her handbag. Jesus, what have I done again?
Tremendously successful.
I'm really challenged with the phone this year. So they came in this fancy tailor-made box that you separate it, pull it apart. Jeez, why can't I get this to work? And
the worst unboxing ever.
I
can't get the box open.
Well, I'm attached to my phone. So you see, the head came. So it came. Jesus.
Wow.
Sorry, Nick. It comes in like a glass case, and the head was in there.
Nice.
It's magical.
So you have to attach it yourself?
Yeah, but I was so excited to. It's very easy. I was so excited to open the box. I probably should have taken an unboxing video. And I didn't do that. And so I apologize to Nick that I didn't do the unboxing video. But Puffy, I was out playing with Sean McKenzie.
How was
from the Rival Network. And let's just say one of my best driving rounds of my life.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Shawnee also has it. And it was spectacular. So very excited, and I can't wait for you to get yours.
Now, how was the golf as far as the conditions? Like, is it too early to be playing? Like, you guys jumped the gun?
Okay, well, the first day was beautiful because we were playing, shout out to Coketown Woods, one of the few courses that was open in the GTA. Our buddy Barry had us out there. And you played there, Lester? Have you played at Coketown Woods?
I love the way me and Lester are golf shamed on this podcast.
Listen, you got to play?
I have played at Coketown Woods more than once. In fact, three or four times. Now, it was the Canadian Football Hall of Fame tournament. But yes, I've been there. It's a lovely course.
See, you guys gave me the impression you didn't play golf at all. That's all. I wasn't trying to be
insulting.
Yeah,
well, I have clubs and shoes and outfits. So do I.
Well, in which case you're going to be our next TaylorMade hookup.
We're going to have playing with one. Guys from another network, Lester.
Yeah,
we got to have right.
Yeah,
so okay. We'll have to have one round, a Rubber Boots podcast round this summer, maybe at Coketown Woods. Yeah. So first day, beautiful. I didn't play as well. The driver was good, but the rest of me sucked. Sean and a couple of his buddies, and then we went out Monday. Which was, it was 0 degrees.
Ooh.
and windy. And it was, it was fine. We got warmed up to about 2. If you're golfing, if you walk, you get warmed up. And Jimmy was on a roll, so I felt wonderful. Hot pockets are the key. Got to have those hot pockets, you know?
Right.
Show and tell. No, I don't mean the pizza things. I mean those things that warm up your things.
But to be fair, the pizza things are pretty good.
They would also work, but your pockets would get mushy. I get sent stuff. Again, if you're listening to this, maybe you have to
subscribe,
try and check out the YouTube. So I just got sent this randomly out of the blue. This came in a fancy box.
What is
it? Can you guys make out what's in the picture here?
Unboxing.
No, I can't actually. I need to get
the Mighty Ducks. They sent me
a
Mighty Ducks jersey.
That's awesome.
With Duffy on it. So I guess Mighty Ducks movie.
We watched it on Friday.
Right.
It's a TV show. It was awesome. Oh. It was really good. Kids love it.
Also, it's a new show.
Yeah, it's a new show.
Is it a remake of the old one, or
it's a continuation? Like Emilio Estevez still playing the same character.
He's the coach. And
well, he's still drinking at
the
bar
at the beginning.
What's her name again? From Gilmore Girls.
Let's start our own team. Look at this. Your first teammate.
I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Yep, she's she's one of the main characters for sure.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
it's the first episode was great. We loved it.
So, what I was thinking as we start to wind down the GBL, mm-hmm. And we're trying to put together a prize package. Look, I have no real purpose for a Mighty Ducks jersey that comes in a nice box. I haven't done anything except open the box. So. Mm-hmm. Do you think anybody would want a Mighty Ducks jersey with my name on it? No, with my name on it.
I would. Give it to me.
honestly,
any of us can still win the league.
Yeah. Should I?
And now that I'm inspired,
Should I sign the jersey?
Yes, absolutely. You sign it.
Ho wants you to sign it for sure.
Whoa. I don't know if Ho's getting it. Ho's still got to win the Platinum League. This is only the regular season.
Oh,
also, Ho's getting some company up top. It's getting a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's cracked 60 bars this week, so definitely.
It's unbelievable because I know his real gambling, and it's the exact opposite.
Mm.
he's wasting all his good picks on fake money.
Wow.
But do you want to do the GBL while we're here?
I think it's a good time. Good segue.
All right.
Sure.
Puffy's props.
Puffy's props. Brought to you by BetSafe.net.
Okay. So is Ho actually winning the GBL? Is that the point here? Is Ho in first place in the GBL?
He's currently in first, yes. He's got 66 points. Louie, 53 points. Sports Analysis, who joined the GBL maybe 3-4 weeks ago, is in third with 48. This guy's been winning, and he's been on a tear.
Wow.
Then we got our guy Andrew at 45, Brick Driveway 34. How the mighty have fallen.
And
then there's us much further down the line.
Well, interestingly enough, Lester and I in first and second place in the talent division. And the two gamblers... are in third and fourth place, respectively. So
I would like to point out...
Because we're true gamblers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
True gamblers lose.
I would like to point out that I have all my original gold bars, by the way. I have never had to borrow.
Keep rubbing that in our faces.
Hey.
I'm going to put this... So here's what happened this week. A bunch of people started tweeting. They were all giving each other gold bars. It became anarchy. And because of the controversy surrounding me giving Puffy 5 gold bars, which we really never gave him for the putt.
The stakes are high. Puffy, you miss the putt, you're off the podcast. You make the putt, 5 free gold bars. How clutch is that? How clutch is that?
Very impressive, Puffy. Clutch.
Continue to analyze an audio portion of a cell phone video.
So the controversy, there might have been a second video.
Second video that was mailed to us from a Portuguese housekeeper.
How can you leave it 3 feet short?
Is there not like a laser there guiding you where to shoot the ball?
No, I didn't see any laser.
Even though he had a laser helping him.
As with everything else in this case, the recording is surrounded by controversy.
A lot of people decided they'd give each other gold bars, and I've decided to, everyone who gave each other gold bars is kicked out of the league. No, I wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Okay. The talent division, you know, we get to talk about ourselves, and you guys can compete against us because it's a thrill to compete against big name celebrities like the four of us.
Go on.
But in the end, none of you clowns are winning the GBL. So even if I gave Puffy 100 gold bars, you're not winning. So you don't have to get upset about Puffy getting gold bars or the four of us going to the bank for, excuse me, the three of us going to the bank for gold bars. It's not going to affect you in the standings. The champion of the gold bar league will come from outside of the talent division. All right. So you can make all your funny little bets about giving each other 150 gold bars.
Now,
it's a legit league. There's no shenanigans. The prize package, which will include an autographed Mighty Ducks Duffy jersey, among other things. Tailor-made hat. We're going to throw a week in Prince Edward County at Puppy's Cake. Hey,
paper clips. Hey,
is, oh, wow.
That is not on the table.
What's
a,
what is that, Xanax?
I wish.
Paper clips. Two 30-minute sessions on Lester's rebounder.
Hey.
with Lester.
With Lester. We're gonna put together. We're gonna put together a nice prize package. Maybe Nick will help us out with something from
maybe
TaylorMade.
A concert from Elton Ron, private concert at your
a private concert.
Like Ron.
Why
to do that?
Why are people still writing about the Wedge?
Because they're catching up on old episodes, but I will say we got more messages each week in the past 3 weeks about the Wedge than we did when we originally did the giveaway. So, that's awesome.
people listen to podcasts. I guess we always feel like it's present, and we have this hardcore probably 6,000-7,000 people that listen right away the weekend of, but then the other 20,000 or whatever catch up over the next 2 months or something. Yeah. Is that the way it works? Stop.
More or less, yeah. That's because the numbers kind of represent that as well.
Okay. Wow. So we're talking in the future. It's kind of cool. What can we predict for our people to hear a month from now? They will now know has come true or not. Are you? Why are you still bouncing up and down like that, Buffy? Buffy's still excited.
Very excited.
Okay. So anyway, see what I mean? So there's no controversy. All right. You can create your little controversies. Stoff and Lester can be mad about me giving away random gold bars to Buffy, but that's in the talent division.
The talent division is talent division by name only, given how we've performed.
Yeah, for people who don't know, if you're on camera in broadcasting, you're referred to as talent, which I think was probably done sarcastically way back in the day by the people that didn't think the people were actually talented, but it stuck. And so you go by talent. If you're on a commercial site, they'll say, talent to the set. And then I go to the set.
And all the key grips are like...
So what do we call the other division? The talent division is the four of us separate. And then the other division would be like the
listener or the prophylactic nation standard.
I was going to say the peasant division.
Terrible. Again, Jimmy, these guys have 50 bars. You're calling them peasants. With your 17 and five of them are borrowed.
Did you take class studies? What is it? The proletariat and the, what is it?
Oh, I'm a history major. So I know this.
Is it the proletariat?
Yes, proletariat.
I don't know.
The peasant division.
The royal upper class and peasants and then the Fugans. Yeah.
Okay, so prophylactic nation and the talent division, right? Okay, fair enough. So anyway, congrats again to Malta, really representing BetSafe.net last week. Worked out well for me. Congratulations to Lester, who picked Boston to win the NWHL. And
breaking my heart again.
Nailed it. That was a gold that was a balls, ballsy.
That was a big one. That was a big one.
I love gold, Jerry. Gold.
They what saved me because I didn't hit anything else that the weekend, but it's good.
Yeah. Once again, Stoff has picked the games. We're trying to avoid. We like the props, but it's become a challenge because of all these games getting canceled, Stoff. Is that why you're trying to pick safe games as much as you possibly can?
I'm trying to, and in general, like for last week, for example, I thought of this after, but when we did the Arkansas Oral, and Oral paid 2-1, Arkansas really should have paid half, I guess, right? Because a couple people threw a lot of bars on
like Arkansas. 20 gold bars on that.
Yeah. And that was something I didn't think of ahead of time. So I did pick these to be a little safe. However, for the first one, I do have some breaking news and an update. So I had Bayern versus Leipzig / the tie. But now Robert Lewandowski.
Oh, hold on. Let's keep that information to ourselves. To those who have done their research.
See, I got the alert on my phone. I was like, oh, crap. What? Now we're going to have to change.
Nothing. Let's just pick that game. And whoever wants to go, whichever team.
Brooksy, guys. Brooksy just bought me some pea soup.
Oh, very nice. What a wife. What
and a green wife. And a green drink. Nice. She doesn't want to appear on camera.
Isn't
today.
The soup green as well?
She looks beautiful, but she brought me. No, it's a kind of an orange pea soup. I don't know what the hell's going on there. Oh, there's smoked turkey in it. What's the easiest for me?
Nice. Smoked.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah.
See over the smoker for 8 hours. Must be nice, Jimmy.
So what do you talk about your footy again? Because I tune out when you guys start talking about your footy.
All right, so we got Bayern Leipzig this week. They're 1-2 in the standings. Bayern would definitely be the favorite, even though
Leipzig. Yeah,
I was going to say Leipzig and the tie versus Bayern.
Yeah.
No.
However, here's what Puffy doesn't want you to know, that the Soccer Player of the Year award winner from last year, Robert Lewandowski, out for the next 4 weeks for Bayern, which means...
It's not very important.
That will probably tilt things maybe in Leipzig's favor a little bit. So
it's just an even up. Is it just an even up bet?
Well, we need to put the tie on one of the team's sides.
Yeah.
Well, put it on Leipzig's side still, even without the star, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, Puffy likes it.
I like Leipzig 3 goal bars.
Sure.
Puffy?
Leipzig 4 goal bars.
I love gold.
Woo!
Buster.
Leipzig 2 goal bars.
You guys are all sheep.
Leipzig 2 goal bars.
Going Bayern.
Ooh.
1 goal bar.
Oh.
Ooh.
Alphonso Davies scores the winner.
Is he going to make it?
Is he suspended?
He's suspended, yeah. And he's...
Playing for Canada.
And he's just from Canada, yeah.
He's playing for Canada.
Yeah, but this is a week from now. Yeah, for sure. The international breaks over at that point.
Yeah, but long flight, tired legs.
Yeah, he's young. It'll be fun.
Puffy's riding the card.
What's the second one?
Second will be the Jays versus the Yankees in some regular season action on Saturday. That's the Saturday game.
So do we know the pitching matchup yet? Mm. So I would guess our second starter... I don't know. Robbie Ray is supposed to be it, but he got hurt. So if it's Tanner Roark, you have got to go the Yankees on that one.
I'm going Yankees. Yankees 3 gold bars.
Wow.
I'm going Blue Jays 2 gold bars.
Blue Jays 2 gold bars.
I will also go Jays 2 gold bars.
Boom.
Yankees.
Homers.
All right, so for our third prop, we'll do one of the final four matchups, the one that's been set so far, and that will be Baylor versus Houston, the Battle of Texas.
Ooh, that's a good one.
One versus a two, right?
So one versus a two, correct, yep. Yes.
And don't forget, you can get lines from betsafe.net, so go on for most of your sporting activities and find out who is favored. By how much and where your safe bets are at betsafe.net. You see how I spun that?
Betsafe.net.
Very nice.
That's why you're a pro.
It's incredible.
Broadcaster. Unbelievable.
Talent.
That is talent.
What were we doing again?
Oh, Jesus. Come on, man. What if pumped your tires for 30 seconds and then you're like,
I was thinking about the pea soup.
We're podcasting, man.
He's just sitting there going, I really am talent, aren't I? I'm
better
Baylor,
than these
Baylor has looked really good, I believe. But I like, there's something about Houston. I'm going to be conservative. Houston, one goal bar.
Ooh. Puppy.
I'm going to go Baylor, two goal bars.
Lester.
So they're evenly matched. They're 1 and 2, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
Baylor.
Baylor. Houston, number two. They're both out of Texas. Houston, we have a problem. Baylor, two goal bars.
I like what you did there.
What a delivery.
Thank you very much.
I will also go also with talent. The Bears, Baylor, three goal bars.
Three goal bars, look out.
I love goals.
Now, stop. We've been consistently trying to work the golf in. It's problematic for us simply because we, we tape on Tuesday usually, and people can listen to this on the weekend, but we're going to allow people to pick the winner of the Valero Houston Open this week. Wow. So they have an advantage over us because they'll get to see the first two rounds. And you can pick, as long as you pick by Friday night, is it?
Before they tee off on Saturday morning, before the first tee time on Saturday morning, as long as you place your bet, you will have 5-1 odds for the winner.
Oh, so you are betting gold bars. This isn't just a bonus for somebody who gets it right. Like
no, this is your betting gold bars, and the most gold bars you can bet is 5.
Okay, so it's 5-1 odds on no matter who you pick.
Mm-hmm. This is yeah.
It doesn't look like DJ's playing. Doesn't look like Rory's playing.
DJ, yeah, they're all Augusta early.
Spieth's yeah, there. I saw
a lot of guys don't play. I'm taking Spieth, just one gold bar.
Surprise face.
That shouldn't we do a 10-1? Really? I mean, it's
no, because you don't want someone just hitting the lottery.
Well, I know, but you're talking about
But Jimmy, they're gonna know a clear leader at that point, probably.
Oh, you're right.
But there's a good possibility.
Okay, so I got Jordan Spieth, one goal bar. We're screwed on this, but we're the talent division. It's a whole different world.
When you're talent, you're talent, boys.
Yeah. So you guys can just pick a name. Do you get anybody out of what I just
am, said? I'm taking David Hearn. He's due. And he's going to be joining us in Augusta next week.
Is he?
And he's going to win this week, and then he'll come. And then he'll come in play. And then
that would be amazing.
He's going to go back to back weeks.
That would be amazing.
Second Canadian to win the Masters.
Hopefully, he does better than in that video game.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about me kicking his ass.
By the way, I might as well mention right now. Very sad. Doing this with a heavy heart today, as I will not be at the Masters with Puffy for the first time in about 7 years because of COVID protocols and such, and the fact the trade deadline is on Monday. Jimmy will be hosting from studio and grinding his teeth while Puffy and the boys are at Augusta National. Still be hosting, same coverage, everything else, but...
Yet again, with a heavy heart, me and Lester, for the 20th time in a row, will not be heading.
Seems like the 20th.
I will be making a 19th appearance at Augusta this year, and it's going to be fantastic.
Do you need any more help, Lester? Or you just want to pick somebody out of somebody I've named?
Because you don't know golf, remember?
Okay. Yeah. You know, when I was at Coketown Woods, I had a lot of time to think about it. I'm going to go with Tony Finau.
Ooh, nice.
Sony selection. One goal bar.
It's got a breakthrough.
Puffy, you were one goal bar as well?
Yes, one goal bar.
All right, I'm going to put one goal bar on Jim Furyk.
Wow, I like that. A veteran. The cagey veteran.
Jim Furyk, wow. That would be something.
So again, get those picks in before round 3 tees off on Saturday. The Peasant Division has a big advantage over the Talent Division. Oh, sorry, it's not called. What's it called? What's it called again?
It's called the
Prophylactic Division.
Prophylactic Division.
All right, the Prophylactic Division. But in the terms of Andrew Arsenault, you are a peasant. I just randomly picked one of the names of our legal followers because he'd get a kick out of it. He'd like getting mentioned even if I called him a peasant.
Wow.
I don't know if you would.
Don't forget, you gave away your address.
Okay, how about Ho? Podcast. Ho, oh, oh, you are a peasant.
Ho will come at you. He'll be ready to fight.
We love everybody in Prophylactic Nation. I'm just joking, absolutely, of course. Okay, so that's our bets for this week. Please get them all in. And the Gold Bar League, we're going to have a big announcement in the next couple of weeks as to the how the Gold Bar League is going to wrap up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a big announcement.
Big.
I'm going to make it up. I'm going to make something up.
Am I getting invited to these high-level meetings?
I'm hoping Stoff's going to come up with something.
I've already come up with it. Platinum League.
Oh, League. 16, I thought it was a good idea.
16 participants, 5 weeks, one crown champion.
Wow. Are we allowed in that one?
Did the talent division join with the
Prophylactic? I'll tell you right now, there'll be 10 automatic entries. It'll be our top five listeners.
Okay.
Prophylactics. Yeah. It'll be the winner of the first up showdown, Aaron Korolnik.
Okay.
And it will be the top four finishers in the talent division.
Ooh.
Oh, we do have that. Something to play for.
Top four. I got a shot. I got a shot.
We got a shot.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
It is exciting.
All right, let's get to the rest of our show. Mailbag.
Rubber Boots Podcast.
Listen to the mail. Listen to the mail. Thank you for listening.
We had some stuff in the mailbag. Somebody, who was it that said that the original double pirate was Winnie the Pooh? Who was that, Stoff?
That was Adam, the emotional support Canadian, pointed out a photo of Winnie the Pooh with both eyes covered with
light. True.
Oh, my goodness.
Winnie the Pooh went double pirate early on.
We thought it'd be a unique thing for you to do, Jimmy, but it's been.
What was the deal with Winnie the Pooh? Was Christopher Robin dreaming?
No, that was his toy. I think they were playing together.
Oh, they played like funny, so he had a stuffy, and then he went into like what's the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where they go into the closet and they live in this little fantasy world, or was this Christopher Robin's?
No, I think those Acre Woods. No, that's a real place. Watch it.
Well, there's got to be the original book by.
It's a Canadian, right? It's
one EA, of those special. EA Milne?
Heritage.
EA Milne? E.R. Milne?
We know more about Malta's history than Canada's, apparently.
Milne wrote Winnie the Pooh.
Milne.
I think she.
Yeah, Milne. She.
She's the best.
She's awesome.
Wasn't there a movie about a person who wrote Winnie the Pooh and how they came up with it?
Yep, starring Tom Hanks as Winnie.
No, you're just making stuff up. Alan Alexander Milne wrote Winnie the Pooh. Just a second, okay? I want to actually give people information on this thing.
I'm pretty sure it was just his imagination playing with
A. the A. Milne named Winnie the Pooh.
This is a deep dive.
He named Winnie the Pooh after a teddy bear owned by his son, Christopher Milne, whom the character Christopher Robin was based.
Yes.
Owl and Rabbit were created by Milne's imagination. The gopher was added to the Disney version. Disney just went in and put a gopher in.
Come on.
There was no gopher in the story. Well, you know what?
That gopher, though, pretty good.
So basically, Milne used to have this place where he used to go in the country and in East Sussex, England. And that's the Enchanted Forest or whatever it's called is based on. What's it called? What's Winnie the Pooh's land called?
100-acre forest.
100-acre woods.
Oh, woods.
100-acre woods. What character, what Winnie the Pooh character would best describe each one of us in the podcast?
Well, Lester's Tigger, just because of the bouncing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, although Puffy was pretty bouncy earlier on in the podcast.
Probably Lester Tigger, though.
I would be... Eeyore, with all my problems lately. Colonoscopy and eye problems.
I don't know Winnie the Pooh well at all. I really don't.
Big mistake by you. Was there anything else on the mailbag? Now we went through a little Winnie the Pooh aside.
Yeah, so we had a couple things here. Marty Cannon messaged us on Instagram. He was sitting in the hospital waiting room waiting for his butt pic to be taken as he was listening to our podcast. Perfect timing there. Perfect timing.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean about educating. This, he was probably terrified of the colonoscopy procedure. Mm-hmm. He listens to Jimmy and the gang, and what we do is we make it real for people. And all the fear was gone, and he had a very comfortable colonoscopy, I'm sure.
I would imagine he would have been able to relax much more, too, which is important in that procedure.
Exactly.
For sure.
I have not heard back from him yet, but hopefully everything went to plan. We also had
tragic
Troy...
colonoscopy.
Turn. We get an email.
The camera was not found. Yeah, can you give a shout out to my buddy? My buddy Marty, he had a bad accident.
Oh my God.
In the hospital.
And don't mention aspect, we're very sensitive.
The colonoscopy is the original aspect. Yeah.
Heavy hearts this week on the Rubber Boots Pod. As, not only am I not going to Augusta, but. We lost Marty in a tragic colonoscopy accident.
God, I hope that's not true. All right. We also had a message from Troy Jewel or Julie. I'm not really sure how you pronounce it. You get to attend 3 home games / sporting events in Canada in a year. Ooh. Which 3 are you going to?
On a, in a normal, typical year?
Fans,
yeah, I
right?
think that's what he meant.
Yeah. All right. World Junior gold medal game, if it's in Canada, number one, top of the list every year. You might even say the semifinal if Canada is it, would be number 2. I'm going to go Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Labor Day game against the Winnipeg Banjo Bowl against the Bombers. But the one
Saskatchewan?
I want the one in Sasaski. The Bomber fans are awesome. I could take either one. Love Winnipeg. Great atmospheres both. But I think if you really want to go see a CFL game in Canada, or if you really want to go see an XFL game in Canada, you go to Sasky.
The traditional XFL season opener.
Right. So
that's 5 down one. Ball, baby.
So World Junior
5 down ball.
Apparently, our CFL XFL chat got more hits than anything we've ever done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe
people
that
actually want to hear
segment.
Us talk about sports. That's the biggest. That's the craziest crazy. Turn of all.
That's stupid.
It's not going to happen. All right, because we're not driven by ratings. That's what makes the Rubber Boots Podcast different.
Luckily,
we like to drive down ratings.
Success. If we get any indication you're interested in something we're saying,
we're not talking about it.
We're not doing it.
We zag when you zig.
Hey, that's got to be the title for this week.
That's pretty good.
So that's 2, and I'm going to say the Kings Riding Club Championship. Obviously, golf to see Jimmy out there battling, doing battle in Flight B.
Okay.
Flight B over 60 division. Jimmy's fudged the numbers.
Well, maybe I can get in the.
Man!
Who isn't getting hammered by Jimmy?
What is going on today?
This podcast is going to be 10 minutes long.
You know what? Listen, the pea soup is laced. Stop eating it.
Brooksy's like, aha.
There's he in there.
Oh, my God.
Good thing this isn't the
live
podcast.
Ever since that soup game.
Got a lot of edit points this week for Stoff.
Never stops.
And he misses one of them. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So you picked
just on a point of me golfing, I'm just saying, could I... Like, even in wagering, if I'm wagering with my friends, could I say I don't see very well anymore? The mono surgery went wrong. Give me a couple of extra strokes.
No.
If you just say the mono surgery went wrong, they might think something else happened.
All right. Pick your sporting events quickly. This podcast is way too long. You guys have been a mess.
I'm going to go with the Breyer final because I always wanted to go the Breyer patch.
Wow.
Okay. I am going to go to game 7 of the Stanley Cup final in Toronto. and I am going to go to
Canadian Open final round.
Yeah, that's been good. I'd go that. That'd be
we'll
fun.
Turn it down.
There you go. With David Hearn tied for the league.
Ooh, that'd be exciting.
With Tiger Woods in his comeback, another comeback, and he decides to come to the Canadian Open.
And then I slap Hearn on the back, and I turn his fortunes down, and he gets all mad.
Lester, go ahead.
Without a doubt, I'm not going to say Stanley Cup final, but certainly playoff game. Any playoff game in Montreal Canadiens, I'd like that. Not to jump on your bandwagon, but I immediately thought a football game in Saskatchewan would be fantastic. I'd never been to see the Riders before. Honorable mentions to the World Juniors, because I'd like to see that too, final game in Canada. But I must say, I would love to go to a playoff game in Winnipeg, Winnipeg Ooh, Jets.
That'd be good.
Nice. That'd be fun.
Having been there, that's a good choice as well. I didn't know we could do the hypotheticals like Game 7 of the Cup Final. Because it's just ridiculous. Stop quickly.
All right, I'm going to go Grey Cup first one, first of all. Great nice. Game, great party all week. Then I'm going to go with the Canadian National Tennis Championship. I can't remember what that's called or who it's sponsored by.
Bell Cup.
Oh, yeah, the Bell Cup. Thank you. Bell. The Bell, prestigious Bell Trophy.
Smart.
And I actually really like the Brier because I've always wanted to go to a curling event, and that probably be it. Although I wrote down the Rubber Boots Invitational Frisbee Golf Tournament. So,
ooh, awesome. Or the Canadian Bocce Trials.
Wow.
Nice.
Run by peasants.
Is there anything else from the mailbag? Because we're heavy. We're heavy again, guys. Yeah. We've got stuff to get through here. So this is
for non-TV people. Heavy means that we've gone too long in this podcast. That's what
it means. I meant you're overweight.
We do have to mention at least one.
Jimmy just killing everyone this week. Every one week, every year, Jimmy's a dick.
We need the content. The dick fat week. Joke stays.
Give me my new character.
Jimmy's a dick.
We do
my need new nickname Pea Soup Jimmy. He's an
Pea Soup Jimmy.
He's angry. He's old.
That's the title. Pea Soup Jimmy.
He's a bit racist.
Stop! You're bald and ugly. Bobby, why don't you
don't go do off? It, Jimmy. You know I heard easy. You know I heard easy.
You know what this will do to me. All right, still in the mailbag.
Holy jeez, this is a long pod.
We have Ashley, whose tweet a lot of people online loved, saying, I was FaceTiming my mom, and she said she got a new pair of rubber boots. I said, oh, what color? You like the dunk tank? She didn't get it.
Love it.
But we got it and we love it. Jesus, what happened?
Our pea soup. I'm having a rough week. Should we start over?
Soup episode. Might as well.
How about Malta? Welcome, everyone, to the Bet Safe Rubber Boots Pod. Malta, what a performance.
You know what movie this background's from?
Time for show and tell.
It still doesn't open smooth.
Damn it! Let's do a very quick version of things that I saw on Twitter.
Freaky pics, strange chicks, world affairs, polar bears, fake news, nice shoes, big boobs, jack dudes. All of these things and more as I sat on the shitter. Things that I saw on Twitter.
Stoff, I watched this clip you sent of the marathon runner who qualified for the Olympics.
That was awesome.
Britain at 39 years old. That was a wonderful. That was what makes sports great, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing.
You want to play it?
I just rode what I had, and I was running on cloud nine. The last two laps, I can't. I feel like someone's going to tell me this didn't happen. This is a dream. Seriously, I just.
Chris, after
I'm
so
39.
Many...
I'm 39 for crying out loud. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen.
As good as advertised.
Yeah. No more words needed.
I heard he had pea soup before he ran.
Jesus.
Prince William voted the sexiest bald man in the world. That's not right.
Hey.
Obviously, somebody's not listening to.
Yeah.
We all know that the answer is Pierre Maguire.
I was actually going to say,
should have known when Johnson, you called me ugly. But...
What were you going to say?
Stuart Johnston.
Ah, Stuart Johnson, president of. We can't remember. He's got so many titles now, yeah. But our
he's
boss.
Got some.
Inevitably, he's our boss.
He's the big yes. boss.
And he's a wonderful guy, and we love him. And great so, Stu, very sexy bald man, Stu
yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much do you guys think Prince William paid for that PR?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's he needed it. Right
yeah, now. They've had some
times.
Right? Let's hold Come the on. Hold the walnut smashing till next week, okay, Stoff?
All right.
Oh.
Well, hold on. But will that still live for them?
It might be really dated by then because it's going to get so much attention, especially the Dave Naylor clip.
Yeah, you wait. It's going to be friendly
from when he was on the radio
12 years ago.
Oh my God!
Hey, these things are cyclical. They could come back.
I like to end with a quick installment of what you're watching.
What you're watching? Just between you and me. What you're streaming on your TV, let me see. What you're watching? Action, drama, comedy. What you're streaming on your TV?
Because I watch a lot. So as I've documented here on the podcast, Brooksy and I have really done a thorough, basically destroyed Netflix and such. Mm-hmm. I watched a film called A Promising Young Woman.
Ooh.
With Carey Mulligan is the lead. Mm-hmm. Brilliant job.
Yeah.
A number of notable cast members, including Christopher Mintz. What's his name? Yep. The guy, McLovin.
From, McLovin, eh? Was he good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he played a dick. There's a lot of dick guys in the movie. A lot of people are calling it like one of the first Me Too movies.
Oh, okay.
And if you're not into, I don't want that to be a... you know, if you think it's political and everything, I'm not trying to turn you off the film. I had no idea. I love watching movies where I have no idea what this movie's about. Brooksy's yeah. scanning around. She finds something with 90% on Rotten Tomatoes and she nice. Clicks yes, right?
Boom.
This is yeah, one okay. of the most effed up movies I've seen in a long time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't know what the hell I was watching for the first, like, I didn't know if it was a comedy. I thought it was a comedy. And then I thought it was a rom-com. And then I just thought it was a rom. And then it just went real dark.
Wow.
So
sort of like this episode.
Yeah, very much like this episode.
Did that lead character have any pea soup?
Yeah. There was a rom-com element when Puffy and Lester's eyes met halfway through. And then it got dark when Jimmy got the pea soup in. Anyway, highly recommend it just because I'd want you guys to know what you thought of it. It's just weird. It's like these weird tempos and things and darkness and weird movie. But it is kind of basically she's out getting vengeance for something that happened to her roommate in college. And she's trying to prove that all guys are assholes. And,
okay.
But it's dark, very dark, but Whoa. Unbelievable. Apparently, it's got a bunch of Oscar nominations.
Oh, really?
Wow. Sean McKenzie okay. told me. I don't know. Promising Young Woman. Check it out. It's weird. It's a weird-ass film. But in the end, I like it.
Oh, awesome.
If I could speak to something you mentioned last week. I think it was last week. You talked about I can't remember what the series was. But there's an actual documentary called Mommy Dead, Mommy Dearest, based on the series that you were talking about a couple weeks ago. It's an HBO doc.
About the girl
yeah.
The girl yeah. in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Mommy it's Dead, called, Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dead, Mommy Dearest. So if you're okay. looking to sort of follow up on the actual, the factual, sorry, the fictional version of what you saw, I recommend it. It's very good. Very well done.
That's value added, Lester. So what did you the story's as crazy as I talked about, eh?
Oh, it's nuts. It's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know how she pulled it off all those years. That's it for what's been a really good episode of the Rubber Boots Pod this week. I thought that the new character that I've created, Pea Soup Jim,
Jim.
who
he's a little
he's more evil than regular Jimmy.
Yes.
But I think it's got some legs to it. generate a little controversy.
A lot of shows, and it's sold.
Look, a lot of shows like to have an evil character, right? Yeah. And I mean, for 6 years, that's been Lester. I think we needed a change.
It's true. Yeah. It is true.
So don't forget, you can win a Jimmy autographed Mighty Ducks jersey that you can wear around town. Everybody else say, whoa.
Is that Jim Duffy?
Whoa.
That piece,
whoa.
Of
that piece of Jimmy?
That piece of Jimmy?
I thought he was in jail.
Uh-oh. Should be. I thought you knocked out your audio.
But I think Puffy did, but we don't want to hear from him anymore anyway.
Yeah, Puffy's mouth is moving and we can't hear him at all.
Yeah, we lost him. We lost Puffy. Let's keep going. Let's keep
going. I didn't even realize for the first 30 seconds.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
I've been joking the whole time.
Ah, damn it. You guys are idiots. So good. He always gets me in that.
That's why I should never be on a cutting room floor. I'm always bringing something to the scene.
Yes. Very true.
Don't forget to get your picks in for the GBL. Thank you to BetSafe.net. Thanks to our friends at TaylorMade. Can't wait to get this bad boy up. Hey, I'm going to the range as soon as we're done here. I got shorts on today. I just want to say.
Wow.
Look at that ass. 21-day fix, buddy. I can see.
Oh, you know, we moved on. So we did the 21-day fix twice, Brooksy and I.
Yep.
And then I started like the
42 days.
Another week. So I was 49 days in. Then we decided to switch it up to Brooksy. What was that thing we were doing today?
Intercourse.
What was it called? Blonde girl.
What was that thing we were doing today? The blonde girl. Oh, yeah. James. A little more respect for your three.
Did have a natural end to it? Or... I'm just going to throw up the technical difficulties screen at the end.
We were doing the workouts by the blonde girl. She's a little more diehard. Oh. And she's got everybody on Zoom. Everybody's working out with her on Zoom. Have you done her yet?
I haven't seen that one.
She's harder. She's harder core.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
So if she sees you slacking, does she yell?
I'm doing the real time still. I like it.
Okay. So you're still on? You're like day 84 or something like that by now?
Yeah, but I've missed a few days. But I'm
I missed a few.
I went from like 34 to 58.
I do the 21-day fix, but over a 140-day period.
5 days on, 5 days off.
It works for me.
I found this on the web for how do I do the 21-day fix, but over 140-day. Check it out.
Siri's talking to me on my iPad. We got to get out of here because you guys have just been like, I was really organized and straightforward in my thoughts today, but you guys were all over the place. So
I got to do my fix.
Good luck in the editing that stuff. We'll see you next week on the Rubber Boots. Oh. Masters edition next week for everybody except
Campaign Tuesday.
I've already started drinking.
How's that? Well, because I got myself. Okay. This is really crazy.
It's like a dance party.
In the air tonight. Hold on.
And I can feel it come. Okay, so now he's
today. Is the greatest day.
Babe. Well, now it's just Masai. Gone.
Masai.
I don't think so. Maybe we can strike this from the record too. But I'm like,
are we even doing the pod anymore?
Stop 20 minutes ago.
Oh my god.
How are you? I got a question that I really want to ask you. Wait. Don't hang up. I need to know, so I'm gonna try and push my luck. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? And do you like the dunk tank at the fair? I know it's a little strange, my obsession with your choice of footwear in the rain. I know
on TV. But I need you to put your boots up on the desk for me. Are you wearing your Hawaii boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your Hawaii boots tonight? And do you like the dunk tank at the fair? This is the part they call the bridge, up which has water under it. With rubber boots you can wade in the water. Just don't fall in.
Don't fall in, don't fall in, don't
fall in. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, blue, black, or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? And do you like a dunk tank at the fair?
Do you like the dunk tank
at the fair?
The dunk tank, the dunk tank
at the fair. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? No, seriously, are you wearing your rubber boots? Don't hang up, please, somebody. Anyone?